Ann Schiller is on the line at 308-8867. And she's
that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I've heard of Ann Schiller. She's going to tell us
favorite person?
About something that's coming up. Yeah, Ann is your favorite person?
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
I was your favorite person.
No.
I thought Calvin was your favorite.
No. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Wow, Ann, did you know you were Jerry's favorite person?
Well, I think it's like love the one you're with.
I see. Oh.
No, it's always flattering to have Jerry say that, isn't it, Milton? Because
yes,
you and I are both his favorite people.
I've never heard that.
Know.
Yeah,
I've
yeah. Some of us haven't heard that ever.
So
yeah.
Is Calvin one of his favorite people?
Never.
No. He got a hell no.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is some discrimination there.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're it.
Okay. Well, I just
I don't know what you win.
Well, but. Probably nothing. But no, I tell you what, we win Jerry at our Essentials of Gardening class on Monday.
That's
for Garden Volunteers.
Monday.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom
yes.
and Jerry show.
Yep.
So what are
you're
they
right.
going to talk about, Ann?
Well, at GVST, the class on Monday at the Garden Center starts at noon. We're first going to have Dr. Tom Harris, who I think was on your show last weekend, talking about his new book. He's going to be talking about what to do before you call a landscaper. In other words, he's going to give you tips to help you better communicate with the landscape planner. And then that's going to be followed by Jerry. And Jerry's going to be talking about new plants for 2007. And I think he has a list of the plants he's bringing, which will also be for sale.
I do.
And I know about Grandma's Yellow Rose, and I know about
Grandma's Yellow, and everything's going to be $5.
Wow.
Really?
Everything going to be
$5.
Huh. So we'll have the columbine,
$5,
or $4.99. We'll have buddleias. The new buddleia?
The new old buddleia?
Yeah. You want some of those?
Everything
you,
old.
You ain't got those,
again.
Have you?
No, I don't have those.
Okay, I'll bring you some of those. Buddleias, and they'll be in quart containers, as many as you want. And then we'll have some Henry Dewberg salvias, not many of those, $5. We'll have Thuralis.
For is that the yellow thing?
The yellow. Mm-hmm. Have you got that?
No.
Okay. We'll have some of those in 4-inch containers, smaller plants. And then we'll have the rose, Grandma's Yellow Rose, and they will be $5 too in
that's
a gallon.
That's a nice deal.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Have you seen those Grandma's Yellow Rose, Ann?
Yes, I have. In fact, I
aren't
think
they pretty?
Weren't they originally called the Nacogdoches?
Right.
I think they were, but every time I say that, Jerry hits me.
But I couldn't spell Nacogdoches,
okay.
So I had to name it something serious. And if I have room, listen to this. We need a drum roll on this. If we have room, I'm going to bring some 10-inch baskets of the Fantasia geraniums.
Oh. Ooh.
And the ones that have, for the last two summers, which have been the last two hottest summers in history in San Antonio, have literally grown in the summer heat.
And
one called Strawberry Sizzle. And did you get one of those?
I got one of each, and they are blooming up a storm right now in my greenhouse. Yeah.
Oh, you put them in?
I put them in because Judy would not. She loved them so much because they bloomed all summer that I absolutely had to protect them for the winter, and they're in there really looking good.
And they're going to be in 10-inch baskets. They're not going to have many blooms on them, but they'll be ready for the spring. We're going to have some Strawberry Sizzle, which is my favorite, and also the one called Violet, which is literally a violet color, and they'll be in 10-inch baskets, and they'll be about $10.50 a piece for a 10-inch basket, which is a real good price,
right.
too. And so this is the first place you'll ever be able to buy the new plants for 07 that we're going to be promoting with all, and of course all of this will be available. Also, we'll have Crawford lettuce seed, and I heard Manuel talking that it's time to plant lettuce. If you want to plant lettuce for the spring, so we'll have some Crawford lettuce seed, which is a great lettuce for this area.
And,
so
I expect Milburgers will eventually have these plants, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Jerry, are these going to be introduced as Texas superstars this year? Or?
Well, no, we test them.
Okay,
I was trying to tell Tracy about this the other day. See, for instance, this year's Texas superstar is a tomato called Sun Pride, which is old news here in San Antonio.
Right.
What, 3 years, 4 years we've had it. And everybody's enjoyed it, and farmers like it and everything. So then we make it a Texas superstar. Well, it's kind of anti,
climatic
or whatever it is. because in San Antonio, because we do all the tests in here. We're the guinea pig.
Yeah.
The market is the guinea pig. So then when we put it in Houston and Dallas, there'll be no surprises, or Fort Worth or wherever. So anyway, that's the way it goes. That's kind of bad. But this, basically, these are our superstar candidates.
Right.
And we see how they work out. Now, the neat thing about all of these, except the geraniums, is that all these are deer-resistant, except the roses. Except the roses and the geraniums are deer-resistant. Now, when I asked Forrest Appleton the other day, he was iced in about Columbine. I'd seen on another site that Columbine was deer-resistant.
Everywhere. They used to be the old list.
The old list says they're resistant.
And I planted them outside my fence. Of course, if you look now, there's none outside my fence.
Well, now, is that because they went through their life cycle, or did
deer actually eat them. They didn't like them, but they ate them down to the effect that they didn't last.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I want you. Can you put some
sure.
of these out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plan? I'll do it again.
Because surely, Forrest said he did a Google search and found something like, I sent you that.
Yeah.
300, over 300 places that said Columbine was deer.
Yeah, well, I noticed that every place I looked, too, that the Columbine were always listed as deer.
But see, and they didn't say in some locations under some conditions, see, like Kevin.
Yeah,
that developed right here, buddy.
Is that right?
That's
but
right,
anyway,
he jumped on me when I said
that. Yeah, I remember that.
I figured that was the only.
I
figured offering these plants are the only way that we can get people to come listen to Tom and I. So that's why we've done that. Now Tom's also going to have a new book, and y'all are going to have that.
What about the GVST?
Yeah, we're going to have Tom's 52 Week of Gardening, and then also we'll be also selling the new 2007 GVST Gardening Calendar and Information Almanac.
You also got some of that Saul's.
The Saws Landscape Care Book. Absolutely.
We got that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it brings some money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's money well spent. It's
the Landscape Care Guide, I think you get free, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You can get the Landscape Care.
But if you'd like to buy extras for friends and family,
there you go.
They'll be there.
Thanks for saving me there, Ann.
All right.
So that's tomorrow?
Yes.
Monday.
Will you call in tomorrow and remind us again tomorrow?
No. Well, if you want me to.
Please.
After all, you are Jerry's favorite person.
That's right.
Well, this weekend I am.
He's a little fickle, is he?
Let's see. So it'll be Monday at 12 noon to about 3:15 at San Antonio Garden Center, which is at the corner of Funston and North of Bronville. We appreciate a $5 donation, but, it's just an awesome.
See, everything's $5, Martha.
Yeah, there you
Except
go.
Bring a lot of $5 bills. You don't have to come and listen to Tom and I, okay? We'll be selling those plants outside the garden center there at 3 o'clock.
Oh, great. Okay, now we know.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Just bring your money and drive by. We'll
but if they don't come in, they aren't going to meet all those nice GVST people.
Like I said, you don't have to do that. There may be some people that don't want to meet all those.
Well, come in for the great.
Ann may not be everybody's favorite. I carry you.
All right. So you'll call us for more information. What do the folks do?
It's 522-9220.
Well, it'll be too late, won't it?
9220. Oh, that's true. What about the website, too? Is it on the website?
Gardeningvolunteers.org.
Okay.
This weekend, it's people can call me at 380-3532.
All right. And we got all those numbers.
I do have some information on the name of that mulch spraying company.
Oh,
good.
Do you want it?
Sure.
Actually, I think Oak Hills Mulch sold their operation to ABC Pest and Lawn Services.
Right.
They used to be Custom Pest.
Right.
Yeah. And I heard there's one other one. Mark Peterson told me that there was one other company that now has the machines and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to investigate that.
Yeah. Maybe Mark will. Mark has no life. Maybe Mark will show up and tell us.
Well, don't say it that way. maybe Mark will sacrifice his busy busy social calendar and come on over here and tell us.
And we'll also, for Monday at our class, we'll also try to have information on the new top dressing rebate.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So everybody can pick that up, too.
That's going to be a fun day, Monday.
Yes, it will.
Now,
it may be miserable outside, but you can garden inside with us.
Now, whose place am I taking, Ann?
Well, actually,
come on now, Ann. You might as well tell me.
That's true. Our January speaker could not make it, and he's going to be there in February.
See, he won't tell me who it is.
His name is Nick Van, and he's also known as Nematode Nick, but he does landscape design work, and he's going to be speaking on incorporating hardscapes into your landscape.
Oh, okay. See, Ann just called me a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we can't get this guy. I'm sure you ain't got nothing to do. You come on over.
Well, I will tell you this. It's always, you know, it's always a winner for us because you always bring such great things. And
that's why she's your favorite person. If you would say nice things like that, you'd be my favorite person.
I think you need a nickname like Nematode Nick. Let's see. We'll pick us up.
Skunk Jerry or Armadillo.
Jerky Jerry.
Jerky Jerry. That'll be the next thing. We won't have a caption contest tomorrow. Come up with a nickname. Nah, it's too dangerous.
Did you see Calvin's picture in the paper, Ann?
You know, I haven't looked at the paper yet.
Lovely.
That column, Ann, on the second page of the San Antonio Life section talks about the rebate offered by SARS and top dressing and aeration.
If you can get past the picture.
It's a wonderful picture.
And see if you can identify, before you read the caption, see if you can figure out what that is in the middle of the picture in the middle of the column. See if you can figure out what that is.
Okay.
But don't look at the caption, what it says. Read about it.
Okay.
And just look at it real close and notice the puckered ends as it comes off into the right.
Well, can I also mention, all that aside, if you can't make it to the class on Monday, you can buy our almanacs, the GVST almanac, at Millburgers.
For
$12.50, and it's all the proceeds go directly to Guardian Volunteers of South Texas.
Absolutely.
Good.
Try to forget.
Okay, you've done
good. And the bird place has it.
Yeah. Yes. She does. Very and we're going to give her some more. I think she said she sold out of them.
Get out of here.
Man, these things are going. They're moving off the
shelf. She's not putting them in the bottom of the bird cages, are she?
Well, we hope not.
she is into fecal materials.
No, she's not.
Have you ever heard of a bird fecal sack?
Calvin, why? Why did you go there?
No, and I don't even want to know about it.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I wanted Milton to look it up.
All right, I'm going
to
look it up.
I've been playing with birds. My brother and I have been fooling with birds for
they've
got to
be alive.
Years.
I just thought
they used the hoods of cars.
I always wondered, you know, the old expression is you don't poop where you sleep, right, or where you live.
That's something like that, yeah.
And I always wondered why they didn't mess up that nest with all that.
We'll find out.
Have you ever seen a bird sleeping on the hood of a car? No.
No.
Wait a minute.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, but they're not in a nest when that's happening.
Well,
all right,
okay.
We'll find out during the break.
What do you think, they hang over the edge of the nest?
Thanks, Ann.
Okay,
actually,
bye.
Some of them do that, too.
Actually, hang over the side of the nest?
Yeah, when they go to the bathroom, they...
We learned about those bats.
Yeah, we did. That was interesting.